Is it possible that, and I'm kind of joking here, so is it possible that you misnamed this book? And because, like you said, obviously there's an intermediate state about, you know, heaven, and the scripture does talk about it, but much of what scripture talks about is the new earth. So instead of calling it heaven, should you have not have called it like eternity or new earth or something? Because much of what you deal in this book is the new earth.
Right, but the new earth is heaven. See, this is the point. God is going to bring down, this is the promise of Revelation 21. God is going to come down from what we now call heaven, mm-hmm. which is wherever God is present and wherever his throne is. He is going to come down to the new earth, establish his throne, and Father and Son are both depicted as sitting on thrones that are upon the new earth. So God with us, the very meaning of Emmanuel, the teaching of Scripture is not God up in heaven in some distant sense, but God bringing heaven down to earth, making heaven and earth the same location, because he is there, his throne is there, his people are there together with him forever. And that's the point of heaven, calling it heaven, in the same way that I call the happiness book happiness, because I'm trying to have people have a paradigm shift where they realize that happiness and joy are not at odds with each other. They're complementary. Likewise, that heaven would be seen as what it really is, which is temporarily in the presence of God in another place, but ultimately on the new earth where Christ will reign as King of Kings for eternity, physical people on a physical earth forever.